A hostile work environment, as defined under federal law, is one in which the employee is harassed to such a degree that he or she can't do their job properly or that changes the terms of employment. While the plain wording of the law and company policy which tracks the wording of the law don't have this high standard, the courts have interpreted federal and Texas law to make it this difficult to bring a hostile work environment case. An employee also has a duty to inform the company through a supervisor or HR of the hostile conduct to give the company the chance to fix it. Most companies are reasonable and don't want their employees harassed. Others care about money more than people and treat HR as a way to protect the company, not the employee. It's those companies we fight. We have experience prosecuting hostile work environment claims and can work with you to see if the employer's conduct will meet a hostile work environment lawsuit, or if there are actions that the employee can take now to protect themselves at work from a hostile boss or co-employee, then set up a hostile work environment case if the company does not act to correct the situation. Intentional infliction of emotional distress is similar to hostile work environment, though intentional infliction requires a physical manifestation of the emotional distress, such as nausea, sleepless nights, or severe anxiety. But this too happens. When it does, we're there to stand up to the employer and fight for our clients. In order to hold a company responsible for intentional infliction of emotional distress by an employee or supervisor, the conduct must have been done to benefit the employer, or the employer must ratify it after the fact, typically by not punishing the offending employee or supervisor. These situations are rare, but they happen, and we brought suit for intentional infliction of emotional distress at work.